The Hunter, written by Tony Park and read by Mark Davis. Captain Sani von Rensburg looked at the vultures in the trees and shuddered. Only in Africa, she thought. She took a pair of rubber gloves from the packet in the boot of her Mercedes and snapped them on. Two officers, a man and a woman, in the blue-grey uniforms of the South African Police Service, were standing over the body, and the latter kept glancing up at the vultures, her right hand resting on the Z-88 pistol in the holster that perched on her rounded hip. Sani greeted them. Her new partner, Mavis Simungile, exchanged muted greetings with the officers and hung back. Sani stepped over the rocky ground, winding her way carefully between the stubby thorn bushes, and made her way to the bundle wrapped in black builder's plastic that lay at the officer's feet. "Who found her?" "A wood carver," said the female officer. Sani liked her braids. The officer pointed at a man squatting 20 metres away. The old man didn't look at her. "He makes giraffes and lions and chickens for the tourists. He was in the veld looking for a tree to cut down, and he came across her." Sani ignored the witness for the moment and knelt down beside the bundle. A hand, or more correctly, the remains of a hand, protruded from a ragged tear in the plastic. Sani saw the hyena spore in the dirt. "Were the hyenas still here when the man found the body?" The male officer called the question to the woodcarver, who responded in Tsonga. Sani didn't need a translator. "Yes, they were," the man said. "I threw some rocks at them and they ran off." "What time was this?" She peeled back some more of the plastic. "Just after dawn." The hyena couldn't have been here long, she thought. If the nocturnal animals had been on the body all night, they would have made short work of the plastic and the woman wrapped inside.